This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We know that millions of Australians live with depression and many are reaching for solutions you can get off the shelf without a prescription, from probiotics to saffron, St. John's wort to fish oil. The supplement aisle is booming with products claiming to help our mental health. But what does the science say? And are they safe? And do they actually work? Well, some of us are relying maybe too much on quick fixes. Well, Professor John Wardle is from Southern Cross University, joins us now. John, welcome to Drive.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, John, these kinds of supplements seem to be flying off the shelves. Why do you think so many people are drawn to them when dealing with something like depression?
Oh, look, I think there's a whole host of reasons. There are actually quite a few that, you know, can be helpful. And I think the thing to remember about depression is there's as many types of depression as there are people who have it. So, you know, some people will respond quite well to these supplements, some people will respond quite well to diet and exercise, and some people actually do need those pharmaceutical medications and other therapies as well. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there. They all work very differently. Some of them, like saffron and St. John's wort, actually work quite similarly to some of the medications that are out there. So the antidepressants that work on serotonin, for example, saffron and St. John's wort pretty much have a very similar, you know, mode of action. But I think one of the other things is, you know, we just don't have a lot of mental health support in Australia. So a lot of people are looking for options, you know, because they can't get the mental health support that they might need in terms of getting into an appointment or other service.
Now, you've done a bit of a review, I think more than 200 studies. Were you surprised by how little evidence exists for some of these popular treatments?
Well, yeah, quite surprised, because, you know, there is actually quite promising evidence for a lot of them. But that really, yeah, that research really hasn't been taken as far as it probably should. Mm. So there are some, you know, omega-3 supplements, for example, your fish oils, you know, some John's wort, you know, saffron, probiotics you mentioned. There is quite good evidence for some of these. And now some of these, you know, like omega-3, the fish oils, the evidence does show that they work best when combined with other medications. But, you know, there is actually quite a lot of evidence for some of them. But there's some things like, you know, lavender or lemon balm that kind of have a few trials that you know, show they might work or might have the opportunity to work. But really, you know, we need more research to be able to make a definitive judgment. And I think in a condition like, you know, a lot of mental health disorders, you know, people really need, you know, all options that are available to them, you know, self-care all the way up to that managed care for the practitioner.
John, if we've mentioned a few big ones at the moment, like St. John's wort, fish oil, saffron. If someone is suffering from depression and they're thinking, you know what, I want to try one of these over-the-counter medicines, how should they go about determining which one to try? And how do you know if it's, if it's working and when you should swap, all of those details?
Yeah. Well, I think this is the, you know, really important things. You know, they used to be called alternative treatments. They really shouldn't be an alternative. They should be complementary, and they should be part of a integrative health plan. So, you know, having that practitioner available that you can actually get advice from, and, you know, for some that might be a GP, for some that might be a naturopath. Actually, psychologists in Australia, about 2/3 of them now discuss these supplements with their patients. And, you know, that can really give you an idea of whether these therapies might be helpful. I think the important thing to remember is sometimes these supplements are nutritional supplements, and you can actually get a lot of these things from, you know, improvements in diet or exercise as well. Some nutrient deficiencies themselves, like iron and B12, can actually be associated with depression. So, you know, resolving that deficiency can actually be quite helpful as well. But, you know, underpinning all of this is really that, you know, professional advice from a health practitioner.
We're chatting with Professor John Wardle from Southern Cross University about supermarket supplements for depression and which ones show promise and which ones might not be worth the hype. John, one issue, I suppose, is the inconsistency in dosage and quality across different brands. How do we determine which ones are good and which ones aren't good if we're not experts in pharmacy?
Yeah, look, we're relatively lucky in Australia that, you know, the TGA is actually probably the world's best regulator of these supplements, which means they're always going to be high quality, generally, and they're pretty much always going to be safe, generally. Mm. The real difference is, you know, for things like fish oils, you know, there are different parts of fish oils, and some of them are more helpful for things like, you know, mood disorders or depression. So, For officials, it tends to be, you know, higher levels of EPA in them are actually more important. So, you know, this is the nuance where, you know, we really need to look at a little bit more in detail if you are wanting to take them. And things like curcumin, which comes from turmeric, also quite a lot of evidence for that. But actually, most of that stuff in turmeric supplements can't get absorbed by the body unless it's a very specific form. So, you know, things like, you know, how the body can absorb them. Some things like zinc might actually help, you know, other minerals be absorbed for these things as well. So again, that nuance is really important. So, you know, not just taking whatever you can find on the shelf, actually giving that advice, you know, from a trained professional. There are a lot of telehealth services, you know, that are available now that can advise on this. And as I said, it doesn't have to be your psychiatrist or your psychologist. Ideally, you know, you would be working with them as well. But, you know, your GP, allied health practitioner, will actually have quite a lot of information on this now. It really is, you know, a really common form of treatment for most people.
John, just on the turmeric, if the supplements, if you can't access, I suppose, the active part of the turmeric via the supplement, what about if you're increasing the amount of turmeric in your diet?
Yeah, and look, this is something that I really would recommend. That there really, you know, there's a lot of evidence out there on a lot of these nutritional supplements, you know, compounds. And a lot of them are actually really readily available in diet. You know, you need quite a lot of saffron actually to get the dose that you would need. It's not cheap, no. But things like lemon balm, lavender, polyphenols. There's a lot of interesting research in polyphenols. But polyphenols are those, you know, wonderful things that make food colourful, and a big part of why a Mediterranean diet can actually be helpful in depression. So some of these things are actually, you know, just as accessible with improvements in diet as they are in the supplements. So we'd always recommend that people look at their diet first. Some things like exercise or yoga have as much evidence as a lot of these supplements as well. So, you know, thinking about that sort of lifestyle and behavioural change as well. And the supplements really are for when you need that next step. So they're kind of a less invasive form of medication, but you know, always try and get these things through lifestyle and behavioural change, you know, with the advice of a trained professional. And then these are part of that sort of next step, because some people will always need that additional help in any condition. Depression very rarely presents by itself. It's often, you know, other conditions like, you know, hypothyroidism or anxiety that are there as well. So also think about these things holistically, because sometimes resolving those other conditions can actually help with depression as well.
John, is there a risk if we do reach for the over-the-counter, you know, supplement at the supermarket or the health food store or the pharmacy, that we could have some sort of drug interaction with existing treatments that we might be having for mental health?
And you know, as I said before, some of these things like St. John's Wort or saffron, they're essentially, you know, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which, you know, a lot of the pharmaceutical medications we have currently, you know, work exactly the same way. So there is a risk of doubling up dose sometimes with some of those treatments. Things like fish oil, not so much. You know, they sort of work as being part of the building block of a healthy nervous system, and that's kind of how they work. You know, probiotics, you know, these need to be individualized to people as well. Luckily, one of the, you know, most serious, you know, side effects of probiotics is sort of, you know, messing with the gut and sort of, you know, diarrhea or something like that. So not, you know, but, you know, these things, you know, can, you know, they are pharmacological agents, and like any pharmacological agent, you know, they'll have, you know, the potential for good effects and bad effects if you use them incorrectly.
John, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us today.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Thank you
so much for having me.
Professor John Wortle from Southern Cross University. And if you or someone, you know, needs some support, you can call Lifeline 131144. And remember, speak to your GP or health professional before starting any new treatment.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.